Chapter 14. Abraham. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Alif Lam Ra. This is a book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, in order that you might lead mankind out of the darkness of disbelief and polytheism, and into the light of belief in the oneness of Allah by their Lord's leave, to the path of the Almighty, the Owner of all praise. Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. And woe to the disbelievers, they have incurred a terrible retribution. Those who prefer the life of this world instead of the hereafter, and hinder men from the path of Allah, and seek crookedness, they are far astray. And we have not sent a messenger except with the language of his people, in order that he might make the message clear for them. Then Allah misleads whom he wills and guides whom he wills. And he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. And indeed, we sent Moses with our signs and revelations, saying, Bring out your people from darkness into light, and make them remember the days of Allah. Truly, in this are proofs and signs for every patient, thankful person. And remember when Moses said to his people, Call to mind Allah's favor to you, when he delivered you from Pharaoh's people, who were afflicting you with horrible torment, and were slaughtering your sons and letting your daughters live, and in it was a tremendous trial from your Lord. And remember when your Lord proclaimed, If you give thanks by accepting faith and worshipping none but me, Allah, I will give you more of my blessings. But if you are thankless as disbelievers, indeed, my punishment is indeed severe. And Moses said, If you disbelieve, you and all on earth together, then indeed Allah is rich, free of all wants, owner of all praise. Has not the news reached you of those before you, the people of Noah, and Ard, and Thamud, and those after them? None knows them but Allah. To them came their messengers with clear proofs, signs, and revelations. But they put their hands in their mouths, biting them from anger, and said, Indeed, we disbelieve in that with which you have been sent, and we are in grave doubt as to that which you invite us to. Their messenger said, What? Can there be any doubt about Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth? He calls you to believe in none but him, and to be obedient to him, that he may forgive you of your sins, and give you respite for an appointed term. They said, You are no more than human beings like us. You wish to turn us away from what our fathers used to worship. Then bring us a clear proof of what you say. Their messengers said to them, We are no more than human beings like you. But Allah bestows his grace on whom he wills of his slaves. It is not ours to bring you a proof except by the permission of Allah. And in Allah alone let the believers put their trust. And why should we not put our trust in Allah, while he indeed has guided us to our way? And we shall certainly bear with patience all the hurt you may cause us, and in Allah alone let those who trust put their trust. And those who disbelieved said to their messengers, Surely we shall drive you out of our land, or you shall return to our religion. So their Lord inspired them. Truly, we shall destroy the polytheists, disbelievers, and wrongdoers. And indeed, we shall make you dwell in the land after them. This is for him who fears standing before me on the day of resurrection, fears my punishment, and also fears my threat. But the messengers sought victory and help from Allah, and every persistent, arrogant dictator who refused to believe in the oneness of Allah was brought to a complete loss and destruction. In front of him is hell, and he will be made to drink boiling, festering water. He will sip it unwillingly, and he will find a great difficulty to swallow it down his throat, and death will come to him from every side. Yet he will not die, and in front of him will be a great torment. The parable of those who disbelieve in their Lord is that their works are as ashes, on which the wind blows violently on a stormy day. They shall not be able to get anything of what they have earned, such is the farthest straying. Do you not see that Allah has created the heavens and the earth with truth? If he wills, he can remove you and bring in your place a new creation. And for Allah, that is not hard nor difficult. And they shall all appear before Allah on the day of resurrection. Then the weak will say to those who were arrogant chiefs, "Indeed, we were following you. Can you avail us at all from Allah's torment?" They will say, "Had Allah guided us, we would have guided you. It makes no difference to us now whether we rage or bear these torments with patience. There is no place of refuge for us." And Satan will say, when the matter has been decided, "Indeed, Allah promised you a promise of truth, and I too promised you, but I betrayed you. I had no authority over you, except that I called you, and you responded to me. So do not blame me, but blame yourselves. I cannot help you, nor can you help me. I deny your former act in associating me as a partner with Allah by obeying me in the life of the world. Indeed, there is a painful torment for the polytheists and wrongdoers. And those who believed in the oneness of Allah and His messengers, and did righteous deeds, they will be made to enter gardens under which rivers flow, to dwell there for ever in paradise with the permission of their Lord. Their greeting there will be peace." Do you not see how Allah sets forth a parable? A good word is a good tree, whose roots are firmly fixed, and its branches reach very high to the sky, giving its fruit at all times, by the leave of its Lord. And Allah sets forth parables for mankind, in order that they may remember. And the parable of an evil word is that of an evil tree, uprooted and chopped from the surface of the earth, having no stability. Allah will keep firm those who believe, with the proven word that stands firm in this world. They will keep on worshipping Allah alone in this life and in the hereafter. And Allah will cause to go astray those who are polytheists and wrongdoers, and Allah does what He wills. Have you not seen those who have changed the blessings of Allah into disbelief by denying Prophet Muhammad and his message of Islam and cause their people to dwell in the house of destruction? They will burn in hell. What an evil place to settle in. And they set up rivals to Allah to mislead men from His path, say, "Enjoy your brief life, but certainly your destination is the hellfire." Say, O Muhammad, to my slaves who have believed, that they should establish prayer and spend in charity out of the sustenance we have given them secretly and openly, before the coming of a day on which there will be neither mutual bargaining nor befriending. Allah is He who has created the heavens and the earth, and sends down rain from the sky, and thereby brings forth fruits as provision for you. And He has committed the ships to serve you, sailing through the sea by His command. And He has also made rivers to serve you. And He has made the sun and the moon, both constantly pursuing their courses to serve you. And He has made the night and the day to serve you. And He gave you all of that you asked for. And if you count the blessings of Allah, never will you be able to count them. Indeed, man is certainly an extreme wrongdoer, a disbeliever in that he denies Allah's blessings by disbelieving in Him, and by worshipping others besides Allah, and by disobeying Allah and His Prophet Muhammad. And remember when Abraham said, "O my Lord, make this city Mecca one of peace and security, and keep my sons and I away from worshipping idols. O my Lord, they have indeed led astray many among mankind, but whosoever follows me, he indeed is of me, and whosoever disobeys me, still you are indeed of forgiving, most merciful. O our Lord, I have settled some of my offspring to dwell in a barren valley by your sacred house, in order, O our Lord, that they may perform prayer. So fill some hearts among men with love towards them, and, O Allah, provide them with fruits so that they may give thanks. O our Lord, certainly you know what we conceal and what we reveal. Nothing on the earth or in the heaven is hidden from Allah. All the praises and thanks be to Allah, who has given me in old age Ishmael and Isaac. Indeed, my Lord is undeniably the all-hearer of prayers. O my Lord, make me one who performs prayer, and also those from my offspring, and accept my prayers. Our Lord, forgive my parents and I, and all the believers on the day when the reckoning will be established. Do not consider that Allah is unaware of that which the polytheists and wrongdoers do, but He gives them respite up to a day when the eyes will stare in horror. They will be hastening forward from their graves, with necks outstretched, their heads raised up towards the sky, their gaze unblinking and their hearts empty through extreme fear. And warn mankind, O Muhammad, of the day when the torment will come to them. Then the wrongdoers will say, Our Lord, respite us for a little while. We will answer your call and follow the messengers. It will be said, Had you not sworn before that, you would not leave the world for the hereafter, and you dwelt in the dwellings of men who wrong themselves, and it was clear to you how we had dealt with them, and we put forth many parables for you. Indeed, they planned their plot, and their plot was with Allah. Though their plot was a great one, still it would never be able to remove the mountains from their places. So do not think that Allah will fail to keep His promise to His messengers. Certainly, Allah is Almighty, all-able of retribution. On the day when the earth will be changed for another earth, and so will be the heavens, and all creatures will appear before Allah, the One, the Irresistible. And you will see the criminals, disbelievers in the oneness of Allah, polytheists, and those disobedient to Allah that day, with their hands and feet tied to their necks with chains. Their garments will be of pitch, and fire will cover their faces, that Allah may requite each person according to what he earned. Truly, Allah is swift in reckoning. This Quran is a message for mankind, and a clear proof against them, in order that they may be warned with it, and that they may know that He is the one and only God, Allah. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that men of understanding may take heed.